Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports and sometimes culture history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 16th, and I'm wearing a cap entitled Phantom Fitted with a 2023 Phantom 3 side patch and a Ghost Pins logo pin, both purchased from Ghost Pins. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I love, love, love this pin. More designers need to do the magnetic stay so you don't have to punch a hole through your cap. Make sure to check out ghost-pins.com, where they have a sale going on as I record this. If you're with us here regularly, you'll know that I'm a fan of the saying, heroes get remembered, but legends never die. That's true. As is, all good things must come to an end. On this date in 2022, the producers of Phantom of the Opera announced that the show would be coming to a close in February 2023, more than 35 years after its Broadway premiere. If you think about what you were doing in January of 1988, I suspect that the answer for many of you would be not born yet. And while I'm not sure what the conversion rate is between dog years and Phantom on Broadway years, the production had aged significantly prior to the pandemic. All 41 Broadway theaters went dark for 18 months during COVID, the longest shutdown in the industry's history. Phantom's closure announcement came less than a year after its post-COVID return and gave the production a huge sales jolt, pushing back the ultimate curtain date to April of 23 after nearly 14,000 shows and a gross of more than $1.3 billion in New York alone.